Okay, good morning. We're continuing the Sefer Bilvavi. We're on page Chaf, middle paragraph. Where we're discussing different needs of Hisorus, people who are not on the page at all, people who are on the page, and people who are in between the page. And those in between the page have nowhere to go after a Hisorus. And then the author tells us that any type of building needs a beginning, an end, and where you are in that process. And we're just wrapping up that idea at the end of page Chaf before we get into the new mashal. Nimtza im kain. It comes out therefore. Shebekdei shma divrei hisarus. In order to hear words of hisarus, and not just hear them, but as we know, the idea of hearing means hear, and therefore you do something based on what you hear. It's of great necessity that a person should first have his inner world established, Seder Bavodas Hashem, in terms of his service to God. When that order is clear to him, then when a slumber comes over the person, then ani yeshena, I'm asleep. Umagia mishularis, so someone's coming to wake him up. Oshenisko b'chol mina hisaru shekodesh baruch hu shalech mikol makom. Or he stumbles over different types of hisarus that God sends to him. In other words, either person inspires him, or Hashem causes an inspiring situation. Hisarus goremes lo lizocher heichem v'diuk hu oches. The inspiration causes the person to remember exactly, precisely where he's holding. And then he continues with inner energy and with simcha forward. So that's the key point, and we said it over on Shabbos very clearly to everybody in shul, that you have to know where you're at, and if you know where you're at, then that hisarus gets you back on track to where you're at, and you have simcha because you know you're doing that which is part of your program. If the person doesn't have any program, then the hisarus is not of much help. And a person has to work on developing the program. Okay, next set topic, Shtei Tzuros Chaim. It really is two forms of ways of living your life. Nitein Mashal Nifla L'Dover. Let's give a wondrous analogy to this. A person is traveling in a kvish bein ironi. That is what's Hebrew for a highway. Kvish is a road, bein ironi, between cities. That's a highway. Benesia mehira, very quickly. Okay? Zohi shas leila mucheres. It's a time late at night. Overlove yomamos. He had a hard day. He drove to Detroit. He had a simcha there. He had a drive back. Okay. This part of the story that isn't true next. Lefata hu shomed es roshu menamnim lerega. Suddenly he drops his head a little. He's beginning to doze off. Chavera yoshiv al yado, the friend who's sitting next to him. Miad meziz lo asa yado ma'orosa. He shakes his hand and he wakes him up. Sakonas avoshas, threats it to your life. Right, you're going 85 miles an hour. You gotta be careful at the wheel. Kishu misor varoas hakvish lefonav, and the guy wakes up. He sees the road in front of him. Miyadu tofaisas aso. He immediately gets hold of himself, and he says, "Ani nosea bimirus meod gavoha. I'm really going fast." Beemtza kvish soein in a turbulent highway, in the middle of a turbulent highway. Tzarich lihishtalet al hahageh. I have to take control of the hageh, of the steering wheel. So that's obvious. Person needs to be woken up, and he grabs back hold of the wheel. So what if the guy tries to wake him up, and the driver responds the following? Let me sleep for a quarter of an hour, please. And he adayin lo sam leiv heichan ani nimtza. I'm not exactly sure where I'm at right now. I'm a little bit confused. So what would happen? Toch misper shniyos u'alu l'mus. Within a few moments, he's most likely to die. Right? Next page, Chavav. Kloimer, meaning to say, Adam animtza b'mahalach shel nesiyah. If a person is found in the middle of a journey, titochein tardei malarega kad. It's possible to doze off for a short while. Ach, keshehum is so rare, but when he is awoken, he immediately grabs hold of where he precisely is. And he has to take control of the wheel and continue the trip. Okay? So that's one example. But there's a different possibility. Let's imagine for ourselves a Nahag Monis, that's a taxi driver, who is parked b'migrash chaniya in the parking lot. Right, you're at the airport and you see 20 taxis lined up. Right, v'sham huminam neim, and there he's dozing off, having a little shluf. Adam kaze, such a person, kishima'iriri maysay, when you wake up that person, behechleit yitachan shivakesh lishon od revashah, most likely he's going to want to sleep another 15 minutes. Shekein enom emaher l'shumakam, because he's not in a hurry to go anywhere. There's another 16 taxis in front of him. Or even if not. Ma gam she'od lo bor lo klal lehechon utzorech linso, u'ma u'kivu nisiyoso. Especially, you know, it's not clear to him to know where he's going. And what the exact direction of the drive is. And Sharei im nahagamonis mazminim kol pam l'makam acher, because generally the taxi driver is told to go to a different place, pam l'rchov ploni, pam l'rchov almoni, sometimes to this street, sometimes to that street, sometimes it's maybe only for a 5 minute drive. He's only going to pick up $7, right? He doesn't know it's a trip to Buffalo or that's going to be his whole day's wages. Usually it's not. So, and more than that, ain't called kesher ben anosei shenasa berichbo baboker lenosei shenasa b'tzarayim ben anosei shenasa esmal anosei shalayom. There's no connection between the trip he took in his vehicle in the morning, and the trip he took in the afternoon, or the trip he took yesterday. The trip he's taking today. There's no connection. Kishum enam neim, if he's asleep, ubereka nishmas kriya mibal hatachana sheish hazmana. And in the background, in the Rekka, in the background, he hears a call from the Tachana, from the station, that he has a call. You know, come, car 24, come here, right? Omer Ulas, he says to himself, no, Bachas 20 shekel. So I'll make 20 shekel less today. What do I care? So I'll sleep in 15 minutes. It's only going to be a short run, probably. Yeshan od Rav Hashah, let me sleep another quarter hour. Tiskasha leod Rav Hashah, give me a call in 15 minutes. Okay, now, Bizman HaMenucha, this fellow, when he's resting, who lo margish kol lachatz lisorer, he doesn't feel the pressure to have to get up right away. For those who believe not only that, El Shagam ein lo afilu shemet shel yediyah lehechen hu amor linsoa b'shah krova. He doesn't even have the slightest knowledge as to where he's going to go when the time comes. Hanesiyahba, the future trip, ein lo kol keshel nesiyah cholefes. It doesn't have any connection to any other the trips that have gone by. V'zesh yadua lo lahechen hu nasa lifnei rev hashah. The fact that he knew where he was going 15 minutes ago, doesn't help him at all to know where he has to go in the next 15 minutes. So you've got the guy driving on the interstate that falls asleep and is woken up, and the guy sleeping at the taxi stand that fell asleep and is woken up. What's this analogous to? Hein, hein, advarim bavodas Hashem. This is what we're talking about when we're dealing with service to Hashem. Yeshnan shnei tsuros. There's two types. Keitzad ha'adam chai yeschev. The two types of people who live their lives. Yeshna adam shechai b'mahalach shel nesiyah t'midis b'kvishas so'ein. There is a person who lives who's going on a trip on a busy highway, and he knows he's going from Toronto to Detroit. Sheyesh lo binyan, there is a building. Derech brura, there's a clear path. And because of that, it's clear to me he has to be awake the whole time as he's taking in his path, and he moves ahead in his path. Lahabit yamina, to look to the right, usmon to the left. Imlo ba mechoni, said another car is not coming. Imlo nitzav alav eza michshol, and that there isn't any stumbling block in front of him. As the Gemara says, kol adrachim b'cheska sakana, every path has a chazaka, is likely to have some kind of danger. The Gemara says, every path has some kind of danger. So you're awake. Right? You're going through London, Ontario, and there's snow all over the place. And, you know, you gotta be careful. You gotta be careful when you're driving. You gotta really be focused. Adam Kazeh, such a person, gam hu near dam l'rega v'soch avoda. Okay, he may, it's a long trip, he may doze off for a moment in the middle of his work. Takfo, tirdas azman, the challenges of the time sometimes get stronger than him. Yesh lo chalishus miyasoda afer v'chulo, he can get a little bit of weakening because he comes from the fundamental of earth. Every human being is a physical being. And physicality comes from the earth, and the earth has gravity, and gravity pulls you down. Right? That's the koyach of Amalek. This is the power of Amalek. It says, Asher tir gezun baderech, where they agitated you on the road. Right? When you're on the road, when you're on the highway, you're going on a mahalech. You're trying to get to a destination spiritually. And what does it try to do? It tries to get you to lose the way. Right? To not stay on your path. Right? Amalek, if you rearrange the letters, is also the Hebrew word me'ukal. Mem ayin kuflam, which means crooked. Right? You know, getting lost. Right? Me'ukal. It's get lost. You're on a path. And Amalek says, you know, I don't know if you're being matzliach in your learning. I don't know if you're so successful in your lashon hara. You know, and I don't even think you've accomplished anything this whole year. And you say, yeah, you know, I haven't felt it either. You're right. You know, I might as well just have more fun instead of, you know, trying. You know, he puts doubts inside of you. I don't know if this is the right kehillah for you. You know, you're not so happy. This and that. You'd be much happier somewhere else. You know, you're right. Because the whole job of a Malik is to take you off the path of Avodah Hashem. Right? Now, how can a Malik do that if you don't really have a path? It's a lot easier. If you don't know where you're going, then it's easy for him to take you off that path. But if you know where you're going, and you can always look and make a calculation, right? Like, you know, you're in the car, and now they have all those gizmos. It tells you how many miles you've traveled, how many more miles to the destination, right? With the GPS, your mamas, you know everything. So you can't convince them, now you're not getting anywhere. What are you talking about? I got the GPS. It said I went 200 kilometers. I got another 200 to go. I'm in this place. I keep going. We're going to get there. Right, that's all. So the same thing has to be your Yiddishkeit. I know exactly where I have to get to. And I know where I started from. I know where I'm at. What are you telling me? What are you telling me? I haven't gone anywhere. So sometimes we fall asleep for a week, two, you get in a bad mood, this happens, that happens. You have trouble with your car, trouble with your family. It's you know, and you missed a couple classes. And you start getting down. That's right, just Amalek pounces on that. So, you know, you're not learning so well, so, you know, why don't you just take the rest of the week off already? Right, it's already messed up Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and you're tired. Let it go. Let the week go. And Shabbos also, sleep in. You know, go on vacation. You need a vacation. You need lots of vacations. And you'll be back. You're back on track next week. And next week, once you're ready, we're off for a week. You see, it's not that easy. Next week, just takes you right off the path. And he'll give you something else inspiring to do, another mitzvah to do that does not keep you on your track. And you get involved in that mitzvah, and that mitzvah, another mitzvah, this and that. And now he's got you off the track in Gonson. And Amalek has had a successful encounter with you. And you got to wake up. You need that Hisarus to wake you up. And from that Amalek who pulls you down to get right back at the steering wheel. And hopefully, Aval Berega, so you need someone to stop and say, you know, Rav Moshe, you haven't been to davening for last week. What's the matter with you? You're the guy who came every day. What's going on? Is there a problem? You know, I notice your Avodas Hashem's not the same. What's going on? Sometimes you need a chaver to be ma'orer. You need a friend to come over and say, you know, you're falling asleep at the wheel. You know, what's the problem? Right? You're right. I should get back to it, right? So when they wake him up, humiyad chozer liyas and gets back to himself. Visholek lechalutin b'mahalech bohu nimtza, and he takes complete control of the path that he's on. Chozel nekuda habrura bo achuz lifnation idam. He goes back to the clear point he was holding at before he fell asleep. That's why it's so important to know what point you're at in your avodas Hashem. Right? That's clear. Next page, Chafes. Lumasos, but in contradistinction to that, Yeshua Macher Achayas Chayav Kamona Hag Monis Anim Sabechania. There's the fellow who lives his life like the taxi driver who's in the parking lot. Ain't that slow binyan? He has no binyan at all. He puts on lots of kilometers, but never's gone anywhere. So, are you the taxi driver, or are you going to a specific destination, a long-term journey, right? And there are Jews like the taxi driver who do mitzvahs here and there, but there's no connection between the two of them. You know, he celebrates holidays in isolation. There's no connection between Erev Shabbos, Shabbos, and Matzah Shabbos. It's like three distinct things. Erev Shabbos, he's just busy working or whatever. Or she's busy preparing the house, but it's not for the Rabbanim Shalom. It's just because that's what you do every Erev Shabbos. That's all. That's all you do every Erev Shabbos. And then there's Shabbos, okay? Shabbos is its own thing. And then there's Matzah Shabbos. It's an altogether different thing. Matzah Shabbos, everyone just, you know, whatever. It's just a different world. We gotta have a good time now, or whatever it has to be. It's like three different things. Instead of a mahalach, instead of a binyan, Erev Shabbos, you're preparing for the Shabbos, you're getting into the Shabbos, you're thinking about the Shabbos, you're doing tshuva on Erev Shabbos. So that when you say vayechulu hashamayim, all your affairs are forgiven. And you just seamlessly went from the Erev Shabbos into the Shabbos. And then you have an amazing Shabbos, and then after Shabbos, you're not in a rush to let the Shabbos go. And you hold on to the Shabbos, and it's another hour till really Shabbos is out for you. And then you have a Malaf Malka, and then you sing some more Zmiros, have a little, you know, and reflect a little bit more, and sit down and learn a little bit. And then the Sunday morning connects to that, and you're there bright and early to Mishnah Berurah class at 7 o'clock. It's a mahalach. You went somewhere. But the other person, so where did he go? Where did he go? By Sunday morning, where did you go? Hockey. Well, I took a little trip. I took someone on a short drive to Center and Bathurst. Took another person on a short drive to Young and Steeles. I took another person on a little drive to Highway 7 in Bathurst. But you haven't gone anywhere. And your mitzvahs haven't taken anywhere. So there's got to be that connection. That's what I said on Shabbos. That Medrash with Avram Avinu. Right? Where Hashem said to Avram, please, came to the 10th test. And Hashem says, please, please, pass the 10th test, because if you don't pass the 10th test, the other 9 is as if you didn't, it's like you didn't pass any of them. So we said, the Kashas, what do you mean? At least he passed 9, give him a 90%. What are you saying? It's like he didn't pass anything. Right? So, so it's the same thing. It's like, you're invited to go to the Vort in Detroit. So we went for 3.5 hours, and then we decided Flint, Michigan
to take a rest. You know, and so take a rest in Flint, Michigan. You know, it was a nice hotel over there. I was tired. Let's take a schluff. And we'll spend the day in Flint, Michigan. And then you get a call. Where are you? You're not at the Vort. What's the problem? I went 90% of the way there. What do you mean? I went 350 kilometers out of the 400 kilometers. What do you want from me? I'm almost there. So, but you didn't get there. What does it matter? So, Mom is the other side. They had relatives who came from New York. You know, it was terrible weather somewhere along the way. One of the brothers took 16 hours to get there. The other one drove 7 hours, and then the highway was closed. You got to go back. No, so you didn't even. Okay, at least it was beyond his control. But you know, you got to finish the trip. I mean, the whole point was to finish the trip, right? And you didn't finish the trip. So that's the same idea. You know, Avram, you made it 90% of the way, but your destination is building Avram Avinu, the pillar of Klal Yisrael, the pillar of Chesed. And that pillar of Chesed, you have to reach the final destination with that pillar of Chesed. And if he would have failed the last test, that he would not have accomplished that level of Chesed that would have made him the paradigm of Chesed to be one of the three founding fathers of the Jewish people. You've got to finish the binyan. You've got to finish what you're building. Right, David? You do a renovation and you do 90%, 95%. You know, but we just didn't put the final coat of paint on. Primers everywhere. You did 90% of the work. You put the drywall, you put the electric in, you did everything, and you put the primers up. Right? And you put the plumbing in and the sink, but the taps aren't in. You know? You gonna get payment? I mean, good thing you take payment along the way. And if you wouldn't have taken payment along the way, they wouldn't pay a nickel. Didn't pay a nickel. Well, I did 95% of work. It's the last 5%. You didn't get to the destination. So that's the important point. We want to get to the destination. That's critical. And you're the taxi driver, and you're sleeping around. And, yeah, I take a trip here, take a trip there, take another trip there. But you don't ever get anywhere. Right? Zohi Rak Tzura. So what's going to happen? So such a person who lives such a life. So what happens to the guy? This is a model of arousal and going back to sleep. And arousal and going back to sleep. Get up and go back to sleep. Get up and go back to sleep. Adam Kazakhai Ba'ilam Hatmuros. A person like this lives in a world that just goes back and forth. Yom Kach, today like this, today like that, Shavua Kach, this week like that. Yes, manim ke'elus, manim ke'elu. There's times like this and times like that, right? Vadei she'ein levatel kol maser shel isaros shel chizuk. Certainly, we shouldn't nullify and negate any action of arousal and encouragement. We should always try to encourage such people. Avol tzarich ladash shezu ein etzur zobinim. But this isn't going to be shaping up any structure for this fellow. Who's going to give us that Hashem should merit for us to create that kind of satisfaction before Him? To be able to stand up to something in its truth. That to come out something that really is certain, a goal is reached, a desired goal for each and every individual. Halavai, we can get to that aspect of being able to live that way. So that's very, very critical. That's what, you know, the most important thing is to have a plan. And without a plan, all those hisaros don't get anywhere. That all leads us to Perek Gimel. I will just take a running jump for about 3 minutes. The topic, this is going to be a very difficult Perek. I don't know if we're going to get past this Perek, I'll be honest. I don't know. Perek Gimel. Nekuda, I felt my cognitive dissonance while reading it. So, Nekuda sabasi shalavodas Hashem. So let us look at the fundamental base of service of Hashem.
and it's entitled Imein Yesod Ein Binyan. If there's no foundation, there's no structure. When we approach this reflection on the path of service to Hashem, we have to arrange the concepts. As we said, where is the beginning? What is the foundation that a person needs to begin from? Then he looks at what structure he wants to build with this foundation. It's clear if there's no foundation, there is no maintenance, permanence to the parts of the work that you are doing. So now you're all saying, of course we know what it is. You have to know you're serving Hashem to get close to Hashem. That's the first floor, but that's not the foundation. He never talked about the foundation in the Sefer yet, as much as in the other Sefer, as much as he should. As long as that first foundation isn't existing, there's no point and future to go ahead. Not only is it not possible to go ahead, even to understand the steps as they are is going to be lacking. Not only you won't succeed, you won't even know what these steps are. Without that first foundation, likely people are going to be confused. It will take him to a point that's not proper for him. I mean, Yesod and Binyan, if there's no foundation, there's no structure. And there's no way that you can skip that foundation. Whoever finds it difficult to establish this foundation, he has to check again to know how is he able to build up himself. But it's not going to be through the path that we're using over here. You've got to really get refocused as to what that foundation is. And what he's going to bring us to tomorrow, Emir Tzashem, this is entitled, Atzosos Hamuflo Shel Ramchal, the wondrous advice of Letzado. Ubechena, that's how he leaves us off. Maho Yisod HaMasi Shalom Banui Kalabinyan. So what is the practical foundation everything is built on? Tomorrow he will quote a source of Ramchal we've never looked at, his Sefer Derech Eitz HaChaim. And he's going to go through that whole shtickle. And good luck to us. We need a lot of siyata d'shmaya to get through this next class tomorrow.